All right, welcome.
This is week one of our March meditation series, and I'm really excited about it. So I do a three-week series every single month. And some months, they're very much standard teachings of meditation practice, and some months, they're more creative looks at meditation practices, things that have sort of arisen out of my own personal practice, and this is one of those. I love sharing these just because they're more personal. So this month at our studio, the community intention is grow. That's the word we chose for the month. And it's actually the word that came up for me as my intention for the entire year for 2019. So on New Year's Eve, I sit and do my little meditation practice and I sort of reflect on what happened in 2018 and what am I feeling for 2019. And the word that kept appearing for me was grow. And that grow started as like a list of very obvious goals, like I want to grow the studio, like very obvious professional goals. And then it became less direct. There were things like simplifying my like home life stuff. And then it became even more indirect. And the last three things I wrote on my journal page for December 31st, 2018, was rest more, savor more, laugh more. And when I wrote it, I had no idea what that had to do with growing, but that all was tied together in some way in my brain. And so that's where it sat. And then this past Friday was one of our yoga teacher training weekends. And on Friday evenings, we have our philosophy section. So we sort of go through philosophical teachings and discuss them. And we were talking about non-excess, like simplifying, getting rid of all the extras. And I stumbled across this quote that I'm going to share with you guys today. This is from a woman named Deborah Adele. And she was talking about the sacredness of the mundane, just ordinary daily sacredness. And she writes, "I have found that when a sense of wonder leaves me, when everything becomes dull and ordinary, it's because I have kept too fast a pace for too long. I have pushed past my own boundaries and now I am out of balance. It is time to rest." And I underlined it because I thought, I wrote that. I wrote rest. So interesting. So as we start this exploration in March of growing, we're starting with a look at how we rest. And I don't mean rest like sleep. And I also don't mean rest like binge watch something on Netflix for 8 hours, which can be fun. In my personal experience, while I enjoy that, also while I'm doing that in my brain, there's 75,000 other things happening in the background, most of which are like, I should be doing X, Y, Z, but I'm gonna watch another episode. And then there's guilt and all the other things. So what we're talking about for rest today is stillness rest. The rest that comes when you purposefully and consciously decide to stop for a minute or 10 or 20 and just be still with yourself. And as I was looking for inspiration on that, I revisited a very fabulous text, The Art of Stillness. If you have not read it, Pico Iyer is worth reading. Pico Iyer is a travel writer and spent the majority of his life in movement. And then he did a story on Leonard Cohen. Okay, so Leonard Cohen, very famous musician, also very famous for sort of stepping out of that life and spending many, many, many years in almost complete silence at a Zen center, practicing the art of stillness. And it was so inspiring to this travel writer, Pico Iyer, that he began to explore it for himself. And he explored it not in the, I'm going to leave my life and join a monastery and be still for the next 40 years. Instead, he approached it as, if I commit to a consistent, regular practice of stillness, how does that support my movement? And I think that's such a unique look at stillness, because for the most part, we're talking about get still, stay still, daily meditation practice, you know, all these little ways to sort of stop outside life and come in. And he's saying, no, 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 come in and then go right back out. Let that stillness support what you do in the world. So for our first step in a journey towards grow or growing, we're gonna start by just taking a moment to be still with ourselves. So we'll practice. Allison's gonna guide us in.
If you have your legs crossed, go ahead and switch them out and bring your opposite leg in front. Let your hands gently fall to your lap. They can be palms up or palms down, whichever is more comfortable for you in this moment. Let your eyes drift close, or perhaps take a soft gaze to the ground. Let's take a breath together. A nice full breath in through the nose, and release everything out through the mouth with a sigh. And again, inhaling fully, nice full breath. Filling up as much as you can through the nose, and exhaling everything out with a long sigh. Let your breath settle into its own natural rhythm. Breathing in and out through your nose. As we settle into our stillness, notice your body in this space. Perhaps you notice your sit bones sinking down into the bolster of the ground as it comes up to fully support you. Sit up with a nice tall spine. Maybe lifting the crown of your head just a little higher towards the ceiling. Notice the front side of your body. Where are you holding on? Can you relax the muscles in your face? Relax your forehead. Soften your jaw. Soften your mouth. Perhaps give yourself a little smile, even if it's just on the inside. Notice your chest. Can you soften it? Can you soften your belly as it gently rises and falls with your breath?
And just feeling the way your breath moves in your body. Noticing perhaps that balance between the strength in your spine and the softness in the front of your belly. The beauty of our practice here is we don't have to do anything. You don't have to try. You don't have to change. Our practice this evening is simply to sit still and to breathe. You might even consciously name this time for yourself. Now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that invitation, see if you can feel your breath. Sometimes we feel our breath just inside the nose as we breathe in or out. For some of us, we might feel it more in the throat, somewhere in the chest or the belly. You don't have to explain your breath or understand your breath. You don't have to talk to yourself about it at all. We use this time just to practice feeling. What does it feel like as you breathe in? As you breathe out. Maybe you feel a gentle curiosity. What will this breath feel like? And then this one. Of course, it won't take long before thoughts start popping up. Before a noise distracts you or a feeling distracts you. And you don't have to do a thing about it. You can think the thought. You can get distracted. In this practice of stillness, all that happens is we notice the distraction. We notice it and we come right back to feel the next breath. Feeling a breath. Getting distracted and coming back. As we move into a time of silence here, see how this practice of stillness feels. To rest here with your breath and let everything else just happen without struggle or discussion, without judgment. You think a thought, great. You forget about your breath, fine. As soon as you notice, smile, feel the next breath. and to feel how your breath just naturally deepens. Notice as your practice is ending right in this moment where your mind is. What was that thought when the bell rang? Taking this last second just to savor the breath in and out. If you slumped over at all, you might straighten your spine a touch, start to wiggle fingers and toes. As you feel ready, we'll bring our palms together in front of our hearts like a prayer. Bow your chin down. Taking a second just to honor the time that you carved out today. As we embark in this month-long journey of growing, it starts with rest. It starts with stillness. In the words of Pico Iyer, in this age of constant motion, nothing is more urgent than sitting still. Let's take a breath together. Deep inhale in. Big exhale out. Let it go. Thank you guys so much. Namaste.